Environment Canada senior climatologist David Phillips is on the line. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
It smells, it stinks like smoke. Especially around the West End, and you see this sort of pall west of the island of Montreal. What the heck is it? We've had all sorts of theories, including people people in wineries or vineyards burning to protect their crops, Alberta wildfires, but it seems a little too thick to be coming from Alberta.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's more local. I mean, you've had the frost warnings. I'm sure there's some areas been touched by frost in the Montreal area. I mean, temperatures down to 1 degree with light winds and clear skies. Boy, it's the recipe for producing frost at this time of the year, anytime. And so I think certainly people taking action to almost those old smudge pots that we used to talk about to create that kind of cloud deck at the surface that would prevent the heat from leaving the ground. So that's maybe more local sources but what you would probably see more, instead of smelling and tasting and feeling the smoke from Alberta fires, you'd probably see the evidence in brilliant sunrises and sunsets.
Okay.
And that red globe of the sun, because of the impurities affecting the different kind of wavelengths that come from the sun, that really gives you those brilliant sunrises and sunsets. But I really don't think, you just don't have the weather situation to take that smoke at higher elevations and bring it down to the ground in Montreal.
Now, the fact that we have right now the wind from the northeast at 5 kilometers an hour, that's just a tiny, tiny little breeze at Trudeau Airport. So if there's something burning west of the island or in farm country to try to protect crops, and that would really just sit over the island.
It would, Andrew. And the thing is, because the stronger winds would disperse it. It would get caught up and move along. But it's almost as if it's a fumigating kind of situation. Some local sources, and then with just almost a still air, it's going to drift in. And that's probably what you're. And of course, people's minds, they're thinking about all these fires in the West, and they think, oh my gosh, we're beginning to see that in our own neighborhood, but. No, I mean, you're not smelling that Alberta fires. You might be seeing them elsewhere from more optic sightings through the different kind of color of the sun and the rise, and be quite beautiful. It's sort of the nice side of wildfires, but not what they're seeing in Calgary, where, my gosh, normally you could see the mountains. You can't see the homes on the other side of the street right now.
You have a great day. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Andrew.
Your time.
Bye-bye.
Environment Canada senior climatologist David Phillips.